And I should give big hand to the songs. People reflected. I was dreaming in the stars that we feel, we may feel the presence of God like him. I think all of us could feel that God is like among us. Please, don't be observer of the worship. I don't want to be people who are listening or praying, or other people observer. This is not my job. Because God likes to listen to the simple words. I'm saying that from my heart. And always, which challenged me, always the prayer, but a very simple tax collector, when he enters the temple, and he did like that thing, God had mercy upon him. And God said his prayer much better, much acceptable than the prayer of the Pharisees, like a religious person like me. Simple word. One word. And always, I believe in God doesn't care for the words itself. He cares for the heart. To touch him. And we don't offer words for the Lord. Otherwise, worship the act in the words, it's not words, it's heart. The original word when he said that we offer a worship for him is offering a heart. Actually, the original word is offer yourself. As I will speak about that a bit more. But it should be offering everything. Shukira, God doesn't care for words. But when he cares that you walk at the I want to offer myself. I love you. I'm in that very unique place. I'm in the same throne of God. This is, I was dreaming to be here. So great to be here. I offer myself, and he put his fires, his stamp over me to make me his child. Okay, Gama? Type. بصوا كده أنا. I like, تعرفين احنا, the conference day is made like that. For how many years? I can't remember. Tansuti, how many years I have been in conference? Until Tantihiram Haki, Gerbic, how many years? 7-8 years. Kida? I was dreaming always in we be bit mature, yani. And I don't want to speak always about the start, how to start. I don't think God wants us that. I think God wants something much greater than the start. I want to share with you this time something new, but before I start, I want to read for you a beautiful story which will touch all of us. Had open for us 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings 19 from verse 19 till the end. 19 till the end. First King 19 from 19 till the end. Yeah, please. Randa, تقدري تسأليهم حبيبتي إذا كانوا يدونا cordless phone. يبقى معانا عشان انتوا في الصوص كل حاجة حتى وليد it can call his phone. Are you ready for us, حبيبي؟
So Elijah went and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, plowing a field with a team of oxen. There were 11 teams of oxen head ahead of him, and he was plowing with the 12 teams. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak across his shoulders and walked away again. Elisha left the oxen standing there, ran after Elijah and said to him, First let me go and kiss my father and mother goodbye, and then I will go with you. Elijah replied, Go on back, but consider what I have done to you.
Thank you. Anna, I tell you the truth. Always, I feel we are one of two options. One option like Elisha. Elisha was caring for what here? What was doing here?
Cows.
Plenty cows, successful. It seems he was so successful that he has big business. But he's holy man. We'll see that later on. He's a very blessed person. God will never call a person like Elisha to be in the place of Elijah. Because God said to Elijah when he was desperate, when he was out, look, go find Elisha. He will be the best one to work in your place. But that one was doing what? What he's doing? What was he doing? Planting cows. Busy with that. Very happy about that. But still loves the Lord. Then came a time. What happened? What happened here? Can you go get an answer? What happened? Quick. What happened actually? يعني what happened? بصوا انا معايا احسن جبسه مش هنضيع وقت الكلام ده والقصر هديك وقت حط لكم حاجه على الكرسي كويكلي كده عشان تصحصحوا معانا بسرعه كده ف what happened quickly اي بس نسوق يعني what happened يعني انا I don't want the letter silver. What behind the story? God stopped his life. God shattered his life. So what? Why? Very prosperous. But he's a holy man. He loves the Lord. It was great. You see, after that, some people said, what Elisha did is much greater than what Elijah did. But this is not true. Because everyone of us has like his special role in the kingdom of God. Like he did great things. But he was busy in daily life. Very busy. Very successful. But God came and stopped his life. God said, tell him not what you are doing. But God, he's a blessed man. And he's doing a great job. And he's successful. God said to Elijah, go and stop his life. And the same happened. The same happened with the disciples. They were working. And they were fishing. And if you read the back stories of the new, of the four Gospels, you find they were very blessed people who have good heart and obedient and humble. Again, Jesus passed by them and all of them saying what? What is the common word of Jesus? Give to us any word. Any gift. Anyone in my answer can take a gift. What? Give her this one, your own. L-O-A, the magician was saying what? Follow me. One word. But God, I'm busy. St. Peter said, God, I have family. And process. You know, at that time, John and Peter had a big company of fishing, and even they gave part of their fish to the high priest, to the court, to the palace. Very prosperous. And they loved the Lord. God said, enough, follow me. That's one part. The second part to find is the story of St. Paul. Acts 9. What he's doing? What happened to him? Who can tell me? St. Paul, Acts 9. What happened? Who can tell me? Quick. What happened? In Acts 9. He was busy with doing what?
Persecuting the church.
Yeah, I don't want to say that, sorry. It's a good answer, but he was busy to be loving the Lord in his own way. He loved the Lord very much. He was very serious in his spiritual life. But the way he could understand loving the Lord is to destroy anyone against Moses' law. His vision. If I love the Lord, if I love God of Moses, anyone speaks against Moses or like touching the name of Moses, I should kill him. I love the Lord. And he found this new sect speaks about another one, like Jesus. What's that Jesus? Moses is the greatest one. Moses, he could be with God 40 days. We know Moses is great. Our history, our life is Moses. You can't come to change it. And he kept on killing everyone following Jesus. Or speak about Jesus. And again, what happened? in Acts 9, what happened again? Continue. Same story. What happened? God stole his life. Oh my Lord. But I love you. God, I think the 3 days he was blind, he was crying. I said to the Lord, but I love you. I'm working for you. I'm not against you. You know how that I'm setting my life for you. But God said to him, but what are you doing? Yes. Yes, from good heart. But strong. I want something else. What I want to take you from the start, from my heart. I know that you are one of these two categories. Group of you are so busy to be in the world and very much successful. But you still love the Lord like Elisha. And you are busy with your work. And you are happy about your work. And you come to the church and you serve and you do a great job. Elisha was the best person in the eyes of the Lord, not in my eyes, in meditation. But God doesn't want him to serve the cows or serve in these six things. The disciples were so great in the life. But they were, God doesn't want to deal with this sneaky fish. Have something greater. Be careful. Maybe you are here that you are like Elisha and you are like the disciples. Don't say from the start, I love the Lord, I'm okay like that. This is my goal. My goal is to be in the world. Please don't listen to that. I'm begging you. If a person like Elisha, we can cancel the rule he did in the history of the Bible. Look how great loss would happen in the history of the Old Testament. If the disciples were to say to Jesus, but God, you know that we love you. We are doing well. We are in the synagogue every week. We never even let one of the Passovers or this feast of the tabernacle or whatsoever. We will never miss any one of these feasts. We are so much religious. Keep us like that. And we have families. You should be practical, Lord, so much. What did happen? Look how great loss will happen in Christianity. So, I want you this time to think. Open the heart. I pray that God will open the eyes of your heart to ask yourself honestly, is God wants me in another place? Is there another call? Because sure, there is a call for every single one of us. The second point, or the second category, is the category of St. Paul. We are busy in the church in something. Very busy. And you are happy, and you feel that you are doing a great job in the church. But God wants you something higher, something better for you. God will never say what you are doing is bad. But God wants to use more of your talents. God knows that you have a great potential. Look at that. I'm so amazed when I compare between St. Paul when he was doing this funny small work in Jerusalem or the area of Stankada, and St. Paul who is going carrying light of Jesus, glory of Jesus to all the world. And they say, once he said, I think in Colossians 2, Colossians Epistle chapter 2 said, I enlighten everyone with the light of Christ. I like that word very much. I carry everyone to the same glory of Christ. Maybe God wants you to do that. What you are doing is not bad. But don't be content, please. Because that is the conference, this conference for that. God wants to widen your interiority. God wants to use you more. God wants in your heart, what's inside your heart. And He loves you. He won't use you greatly. He doesn't want you to take a small place and be busy in it. Because God has wide, very wide fields. And He wants you to use that. Pray that God use you for that. But the third category, which, forgive me, which I feel sad about, the people who are indifferent. They are indifferent. They never care for the call of the Lord. It is like a mysterious word for them. They are coming to listen to word, they revived their spiritual life. It's great. But they put themselves out of this category of the word call. Actually, I put these people like Leviathan. So Leviathan, he was not a religious person at all. He was a man of money. Living for money. What is his life? Honestly, it's the world. And anything religious is far away from him. Maybe you are one of these people. You are coming here as an observer. You hear about this conference. Or you want some good feeling at this conference. But I tell you, even if you are like that, Jesus is passing by you and say, please follow me. Because you will see great things happen in your life. I'm telling you, believe me, one of the best servers I met in my life, one of the best servers who changed the life of hundreds, thousands in Egypt. He was my colleague in my medical school. And he was the worst one in our medical class. The worst one. And at that time, I hate this boy. And always, we never even invite him to any special event because always he's violent. And he kept all like that till he finished his medical school. After that, I was shocked to hear that he was called to serve the Lord. What? I never hate this man. I hate this man. This will never be fit to anything. And later on, believe me, from my heart, I speak from all my heart, honestly, that man was the one who brought hundreds, thousands for the Lord through the work of God in him and through him to others. So please don't reject the idea. Don't say, oh, sorry, this conference is not for me. I'm in the wrong place. Be with us. Put yourself. You should be one of these three categories. I don't think you'll be. Is that true or not? You agree about that or not? Can you find yourself out of one of the three categories? Honestly. Either you are religious but busy in the world, or you are busy with something small in the world, or you are out of this category of the church at all. Is that true or not? If you have to tell anyone, can say no, I'm out of these three categories. So all of us agree? Yes? Now let's start from the start. Like, how I know that I'm God? If God wants to use me mightily, if God wants to make me like St. Paul, like Leisha, God wants to do something great through my life. I know my life is weak, it's broken, I'm not very much spiritual, I'm so much confused, I'm so much weak, I'm whatsoever. I agree about that 100%. But God wants to do to make something great of your life. God, when He works, never stop. I'm telling you from my heart, all my life I see when God works, never man's weakness or sin can stop Him. God is like a train. I've been drinking it. When He works, nothing. No one can stop Him. He can use the weak, the foolish. St. Paul said that. God always, when He put His hand, a man like working as a cow, he be the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. Yes, God's God. And the man is busy in his business or daily life, say very successful like Moses, and the man who sighs, put His hand over him and he'll be the great leader who could lead His people out of Egypt. God, when He works, His power, His glory, never be shattered at all. So don't say, not me. We agree about that? Please, from the start. But how I know that I'm called? How I can know that? Because I have this problem. I was crying with the servants yesterday evening. I was telling to them, please come and see how the harvest is great in Africa. God is opening for us. And for the first time I could discover, or I was shocked to find wide open. Believe me, I have about 20 emails from people everywhere in Africa, no, not in Africa, in the world, begging me to come and help them. I have
long email coming for me every week from Philippines. A man said, we heard about your word. Please come and we want to do whatsoever you want. We want to establish a Coptic church in Philippines. I have from Magasha one. He's sending me every single day an email and they call me. I feel bad for the man. Every single day they call me and say, Bishop, when you are coming? And every time say, I promise 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks. And I stop answering him. Even I stop answering his emails. I have another group in Angola fighting with me. I have another group, they have started again in Rwanda, and they are calling us. I have like that emails waiting people to go and help them. But always I feel I'm paralyzed. Because I ask, but Lord, we need workers. Some of you were with us in Nigeria. In Nigeria we have 3 churches and we are in the process to establish 2 more churches. And you have only 1 servant serving 5 churches. Now how that works? But I'm telling you, not me only, but everywhere in the world I travel, I find people telling me the same. But God will enrich your life. Don't worry. You'll not lose. I think our biggest problem about to be called to serve the Lord, that we are bound by fears. I will think about that later on. But the first point, how I know that I'm called by the Lord? But before I ask this question, let me ask another question with a bit honest. How many of you are willing in this conference to say, if truly, honestly, I hear the call of the Lord, I will say yes. How many are willing to do that this conference? How many won't say that? If honestly I hear the Lord is calling me, I will say yes. 3 people. Oh my God. That is high percentage. 3%. That's great. What happened? What is that? Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not
that
we're not willing.
Are you afraid to be called from the Lord? Do you think the work of the Lord is so hard? I never regretted that I worked with the Lord all these years. I don't think you can compare Elisha, who is working with the cows, with the great Elisha, where even after his departure, after his death, a dead person touched his bones and he was raised from death. You can't compare between St. Paul's frantic man who was doing this very funny job, small job in Jerusalem, with the great St. Paul, where the shadow, when he passed by people, they would be healed. You don't want to be that? Can you compare with life of a person who is anyone, no one knows anything, with a person who say, God has prepared for me the crown of glory? Why are you afraid? It's a great blessing, it's a great honor for us to serve the King Jesus. So how many now wants? Yes?
I didn't put my hand up because I feel that I am where the Lord has called me to be. I've been in a particular place for 23 years and it's been very difficult. And at times I've wanted to leave, but the Lord has arranged the circumstances so that it's been possible for me to leave. And I've had to stay there. Every day now, I'm praying with the people who come to me, and every day I feel like the richest person in the world with the relationships that I have and the way I see the Holy Spirit moving in the work that I do and in the people that come to me. And people come to me say, don't go. Stay, please, don't go. So the reason I didn't put my hand up was because I feel that I am where the Lord called me to be. And I'm confident that it is the place because it's not an easy place and it's been real suffering to be there. So that's another reason why I feel it's a correct perception that it is where the Lord has called me to be. But now it's a place of great riches and blessing.
Thank you. Give me a big hand. Thank you. Thank you for that. I like that very much.
And I will choose the gift because yes.
in Isaiah chapter 5, the Lord said, whenever you are offered free gifts and good things, always accept them.
Thank you.
Good, sir. Good, sir.
Thank you, Habibus. That's great. But I'm hearing you something. I agree with you. My brother, what's your name, sorry?
Timothy.
I agree with my brother Timothy about that. Maybe I'm in the place where I'm serving the Lord. I agree.
However, although I feel I'm in the place where I'm called, my son is coming out to join you next year in Tanzania.
That's very good. Give him a big hand. I agree with my brother Timothy about that. I'm at least they need me. I agree. That's great. If God puts you and use you in our place. But also remember something else. Always when we are in a place and God is using us, sometimes God through, if my brother Timothy, I'm in this place for 35 years. Now God has prepared another place in my place. But He wants me in a wider place. Yeah, many times the person very blessed in a place. But then God says to him, look, you are doing great job. God bless you. I love you very much. But I want to give you bigger, wider priority. And can you shift that another Elisha can come out? And when God said to Elijah, anoint Elisha in your place, it was very, very much offensive for him. Is that true or not? Suppose it's in the Baba, he said, Boka Kiddi, only us and the police are doing a great job in Africa. Okay, go home, I will ordain another bishop in your place. Thank you for that. Is that easy? Isn't that easy? It would be offensive. I said, hey, Dave, I'm doing a good job. Why should you remove me? That's why. But God sometimes brings another Elisha because He wants to use my brother Timothy in wider field. See, did good job. There's another Elisha coming. Small, like a small child coming. But he will do a great job. And sometimes we feel, because I'm here and doing a great job, I should be moved. I'm not speaking about my brothers and sisters, but another time which my fear, that my place starts to be my comfort zone, which is very dangerous. I don't like challenge. Did I really say that? I'm okay here. I'm sorry, believe me, I promise me. I'm okay here. That is the comfort zone. I create for myself, yes, a great kingdom of God, but also my kingdom. And I don't want to move. I don't want to enter a bigger challenge. I don't have power. I don't have even health to enter. Is that strange that God allows Moses to leave his comfort zone in the age of 80? Oh my God, 80! When he was very strong, God said to him, stagnant, stop. Then he reaches the age of 80, and God said to him, now I will use you. What is power? What is mind? God, it was 40 years ago. Where you were, it's 40 years ago. God, what's happened to you? You are coming too late. Again. No, God, don't please, don't stay in a place and say, I like this place. Because God always won't check his precious plans. I feel now genetic engineering to take a plant from place to place and to make more fruits and more against weather and more against some war. God does that. Find a person living in a place, very comfortable, very successful. God say, I want you to check you to another place. I want to use you. Yani, I was speaking in Germany about Philip. X8. Verse 4 and 5. Had you run lovely? Verse 4 and 5. Acts 8, 4 and 5.
Then all those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
Philip went to preach the gospel in Samaria. But what was he before? Can you remember what Philip was doing? That was not his job. The church even didn't give him his job.
He was
a deacon. And what was the first job for him? To preach the gospel? No. What was the first allocated job for him by the church? Yes, a social worker. You are here to take care, to administer the poor and see who's poor and to buy food and give them and be care that no one is hungry, no one is suffering or no one is sick. And that was his job. And he was very busy in that and very successful. And he was with Saint Stephen, all of them doing great job. And one day, God said to him, what? Go to Samaria. Samaria. To do what? To preach the gospel. And he went there. And when he went there, one read for us, verse 6, quickly. Verse 6. Yalla, quickly, one read for us, verse 6.
And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
And verse 8. Quickly.
There was great joy in that city.
He went there, he preached the gospel, and the miracles happened, and everyone was so happy. Everyone was so excited. This great revival happened. It was like a place for Moses or was us. The place of David and this deacon, who was like allocated, who was like anointed by the church to be responsible about the poor and the needy. He went there and preached the gospel and the miracles happened. God like supported him with miracles. When he went there, he was not saying, but this is not my job. I can't do that. I'm not a theologian. Even I don't know how to preach the gospel. But he went there and started to speak about Jesus. And God supported him with miracles. And what happened? Great joy happened in the city. Everyone returned back to Jesus. And all the people there, earlier where there is no Jesus, now Jesus, the name of Jesus there, and glorified. And everyone come, even look at that. After that, it says in verse 9, he was a magician there, Simon. Very famous man. Everyone follows Simon. Simon is a great like miracle performer there. And Simon himself, verse 13. One read for us verse 13 quickly. One read to us verse 15, quickly. Anybody?
And Simon?
Yes? And Simon himself, read that.
Also believed that he was baptized.
And Simon himself believed. The man who was like the hero of the city, and everyone followed his magic. Now he, what happened? He could believe and be baptized. Great work which could have done by St. Philip there. The boss of Kedah. And in that time, verse 26. Read for us quickly, verse 26. Maria, read for us verse 26.
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert.
Continue.
So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority on behalf of the queen of Ethiopia.
Thank you. It's a great revival. And the city come to hear the word of God. And it's so busy. And they start baptizing people. And the God said to him, stop. Stop. What's that? Stop. Travel. I want you to go to the south. To the south. Lord, I have started the church. And this great potential. And I want to make a discipleship. And I want to find a people to be ordained as priests and bishops. So that they can follow. No, stop it. Go to the south there. And he said, okay, Lord. And he went to the south there to preach a wider, a great mission. Is that true? Is it a wide mission? To do what there? He was preaching in a big city. Samaria was very famous. Was like capital of the North Kingdom. With a lot of people. And the people come. And even the magician, he renounced his magic and come and be baptized and repent. And this revival, and people start to come to be baptized, and God said, stop it. Why? Go to the south. And they said, sure, God is calling me to a greater, a very greater mission. What was this mission? To reach how many people? 100,000? 1,000? How many?
One person?
I need this great revival. Lord, you see how the event has happened. Lord, why should you stop the work? But who used to work with the Lord never say why. He said, okay. He went to this house to find one person. And he could speak to him, look at him, and verse 29. One for us, verse 29. Beautiful. Go quickly, 29, read for us. And the Holy Spirit said to Philip, go and yes, accompany this child or whatsoever. And he went there. And he spoke to the man. You know, the man was like in his cart like that. He's like a king there, he's prime minister. And his horse is running and he's comfortable. And Philip is running behind beside him like that. And asking him, and here you read it, you know, it's all. The past people who read the Bible read with loud voice. So the man was reading the Zion in loud voice, and Philip is like him, hearing him and saying, can you understand what this man is saying? Say about, can I afford you, can I jump in your car to tell you about that? And he jumped with his hand. And he keep on explaining to him. And what happened after that? Was the verse 36 when it was beautiful. Beautiful. One it was verse 36. One it was quick. One it was verse 36. Anyone read?
Verse. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?
Yes, continue.
Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
And both of them go down and Philip could baptize him. Is that great? Is that great or not? Look how the Lord is using people. And again, verse 39. Again, when they go up out of the water, what happened? The Spirit of the Lord carried Philip to another place. You don't want to be like that. God is using you. Yes, I know you are like Mr. Timothy, very successful in a place where you are safe. I'm not telling you what you do is bad. But God wants you to do it quietly. God wants people like that to be like a rescue, a rescue army. Go this place, fight the devil here and establish church here. Why not? I love the Lord, I want to do that job. But the question here, always which people ask me, how I know that I'm called to? How many of you face this question? How many of you honestly face this question? How I know that I'm called by the Lord? I will bet if you two hands, I will bet you didn't know. Abuna Hana, what's the answer? You don't want to be called, but I didn't know. Ashar Batat Salih. You don't want to be called, but I didn't know. With the cows and Hagati, you like these things? You with the cows or the. Was that? How I know the Lord is calling me? Don't miss the call of the Lord. Don't please, in this conference, please be brave and say, whatsoever the Lord wants for me, I will do. How I know that is that really I'm called by the Lord or not? First point which I want to speak about. If you are willing to obey the call the Lord will reveal to you, that He is calling you. Because I have a problem with that. All those people say to me, Sayyidina, if St. George will appear to me today, I promise I will kill myself in Africa. I will never leave you one moment. Let St. George appear to me. Let St. Mary come today to me in a vision and show that she wants me, I will go to Africa and kill myself. I promise you that will never happen. I promise that will never happen. the first point, when you are willing to obey the call, God will give you a very clear, precise call. I want you, one of you, to open for me the Gospel of St. John, chapter 7, verse 17. John 7, 17. One need for us, can I? 7, 17, quickly. Jesus was saying, if you are willing, if in this conference I'm coming neutral and you love the Lord, say, I love the Lord. I want my small life, my broken life to be in the mighty hand of the Lord. God will show you how you have been called by Him. God never spread like His blessings like that. No, never happened. Never dwell. Are you willing? If you say, yes, I want to be like Elisha. I want to be great like Elijah. I want to be a man of God. I don't want my life to be like buried in this foolish world. No. I know my weakness. I know I'm not a preacher. I'm not gifted. But God can do that for me. I trust Him. But let the Lord call me this time. If you do that, God will show you precisely that He is calling you. And I like very much that the verse in Jeremiah 10:23. Jeremiah 10:23. One need to ask that quickly. Jeremiah 10:23. They have to the Lahana. Yes. One need for ask that. What's going on?
Oh Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. Not a man who walks to direct his own steps.
It's beautiful, he said, Lord, I don't want to live my life. I don't want to live my steps. I don't want my life to be controlled by me. I will believe now that. Please, can you lead my life? And I give you quickly two examples to go forward. First, why it was so amazing, the life of Jesus? Why Jesus could change. And you look at that. Everyone touched Jesus. His life was being changed. Why he was so strong that he can go to a man who is busy in business, very successful, and say, follow me, and he leave everything and follow him. What do you think? Both of you, one read for us, Kedah. Psalm 40, 7 and 8. هل يقول كده مزمور 40 7 8 Psalm 40 7 and 8 حاجة يقول لك quickly.
Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to be your will, O my God, and your law is to be my hand.
Can you say that to the Lord? I delight to do your will. Whatsoever. If even you send me to the worst place, Lord. If even you want to send me to a place where I want that I can be killed there. I will do that. I put your law where? Where Jesus said? Where I put him? Where he kept it? The law of the Lord? Where he kept it? Where? In here? He said, inside me. In my heart I kept the law of the Lord. I said the Lord was so, like, touching, impacting every person because his one will was to do the will of the Father. St. Paul, back. Come get us, St. Paul, get us. And after that time, Jesus was saying that in Gethsemane when he said, Father, I want to do your will. He said that in Gethsemane, Luke 24, verse 42. I shall name you Surah, get up, Surah. And when he even offered his life to death, the new life coming from Jesus enriched all of us and given a new life for us. Khalina about St. Paul. In Acts 22, verse 10. St. Paul, Acts 22, verse 10. What's it? What he was saying? When God saw his life, I pray that God stopped the life of every single one of us this conference. What you saying? Here? What you saying?
What shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up. The Lord said, I'm going to Damascus.
He said, Lord, what can I do? أنا عليك صح صح عليك صح صح شوية. Can you stand up and set yourself, please? Stand up كده. Stand up كده. صح كده. طب عارف لك فيكم ناس نوم 4 الصبح الناس نوم. وفي ناس طبعا very active used to get up مثلا 15 afternoon. فطبعا to get up 8 o'clock by Abuna Yohana, that was a miracle يعني. It is like suffering. It is humiliation for you. Stand up كده. افتح لنا يا جو حبيبي خلينا صحصح كده. Can you say us a song كده؟ Run that quickly, مش هناخد 2 hours. A fiery song, quickly, أي song. يلا يلا شاوت الزر. هقول song كده أهو. Stand up كده وقول song كده عشان تبي ريفرش نكمل. بصوا, I believe the devil was not to keep you asleep, to kill you, عشان not to listen to this topic. Because this is a topic which can change your life. Can it change the life of the world, all the church? As the devil doesn't want to listen. Ask to an individual, not me. I am not applicable. Let me sleep, خلاص. When Abuna Hanna, when Ambabul is finished, I wake up sleep. And you sleep like that till I finish. Don't do that. Yeah, كده بسرعة كده. Fire is up كده. بسرعة. هجيب سريعة وهجيب. The church was, it's broken and sad, stops singing, or you are like the woman of faith who lost their faith and very sad. You are in which category you find yourself?
is in one of these categories, stretch yourself, let us, I need to shout the Lord. You want to shout or to sleep in the Lord? Which one? Shout is the Lord or sleep is the Lord? I can't feel that. This is a great group. Sleep is the Lord. Yalla, get the shout. Get the Lord. Yalla. Yalla.
He
understand entirely the song of your mother. Is that sick? Is that great? It's amazing, yeah? Not only God wants him to be born, or to be grown, or to be holy. He said, from the time you were tiny, like he said, it's over your mother. I have anointed you, I have called you, I put the job description. The third point here, which is so great, God also willing, or waiting us to say, yes Lord, I want to do that. What's that?
Open it quickly. I want to open Acts 26 quickly. Acts 26, get up quickly. Saint Paul said what? Acts 26. He was saying to the king, "How did
Tahina keda?" I think myself
verse 19. Acts 26:19. What's keda? I want to say that loudly for us. Who is brave to say? I want a brave man to stand and say that. Yes, Joe.
19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
How many of us can say this word today? If God has a plan for my life, if God will whisper this conference, if God will break my heart, hardness, if God will stop shatter what I'm doing now and show me His will, I will never be disobedient to the heavenly call. How many of you want that? Who wants to say this? Sir? Who wants to say it's a prayer? Who wants to say that? Who is brave to say that? Very few. What's that? What's the rest? You don't want to be, you want to be disobedient to the heavenly call? How many want to be disobedient to the heavenly call? How many? Me and Abu Adam. Tansuzi hatiktilak. Hamadak hatiktilak. Yes. So I don't want to be disobedient. This is a third point. So first, please come to this conference willing to listen to the will of God. Be brave. Gosh, why are you afraid? You're working with the King Jesus. You'll not be alone. Yani, leave me. When Sayyidina Abba Antonius, God bless him, had called me to go to Africa. So afraid. I said I will never go. And I kept saying no for almost 3 months. And I couldn't believe. I was serving in Egypt. I was like, God was opening wide doors. I was serving in Upper Egypt for almost 20 years in Asud. In Asud, I was consecrated. At last, I went back to Cairo to my parents. I said, enough. I said, too much. I don't want to go to Africa. I don't like that. I like to go to Africa. And I was disobedient for 3 months. And I couldn't believe that I can do anything in Africa. But till one day, I met a very spiritual father. He told me that, I remember that was the fasting of Jonah, I remember, the 3 days fasting of Jonah. Ali, I beg you, find a flat of one of your friends and go and fast and pray. Told Abuna, I'm okay, enough, خلاص, I serve with a lot of Asyut, خلاص. I'm serving in Canada. I was full-time servant. I'm not working as a wallet. I'm serving. Why should I change my service? And why should I go again away from my parents? Rahali, please listen to me. And I went to Alexander Akita Kampi. My friend has a flat in the 14th floor of a big tower. Give me the key. I stay 3 days fasting and praying, and every day I could receive Holy Communion in the liturgy, sir, in the afternoon. And I couldn't say no after that. And I never regret that I didn't say no. Don't start to say from the start, not me. I can. I know myself. I know my circumstances. Not me. Don't say it. This is first. Second point, quickly, I shall have time. Please offer to the Lord. Saint Paul said, had the Romans 12, quickly, verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1, 2. Romans 12, verse 1, 2. Quickly, verse 1.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
offer to the Lord a beautiful sacrifice of your body. Take every part of your body, give it to Jesus. And if you compare that Romans with Romans 6, 13 and 19, at least the same verse repeated in another way. In Romans 6, 13 and 19. Romans 6, 13 and 19, St. Paul said the same word, that offer yourself to God as a person who like risen, is risen from death, and give your members for the Lord as like a vessel for righteousness. What the difference? The difference between the two verses here, or the verse of 6, Romans 6 and the Romans 12, Romans 6 is there. Romans 6 say, now I will follow Christ. But Romans 12 say, always I will follow Christ. I offer every part of me. Part to fear, to go and hear to the call of the Lord, you have some weakness, some sins in your life. نشكر ربنا معنا أبونا يوحنا أبونا توماس, the best two fathers of confession. طبعا I was discouraging أبونا يوحنا when I took you to sleep 3 o'clock in the morning. He was very sad, shouting with me, وقال لي أنت قطعت عيشي النهاردة حرام. I was about to stay all the night taking confession. But today it is his day. أبونا يوحنا معاكم. If you find any member, any part of your body, of your mind is not pure, is not clean, today find a time to offer it back to the Lord. Although I took it, I misuse this part, Lord. Think that every part, how is the money, how is the mind pure, how is the heart, how is the members, every part of me should be holy for the Lord. And that will help you to hear the call of the Lord. Quickly, I jump to the third point. The third point, when you do that, the Lord will give you a renewed mind. Mind which can understand the spiritual things. I tell you the truth, part, forgive me for that, part of not reacting to the call of the Lord in my mind is very much secular. Don't shatter my dreams. Then I want to work hard, I want to get a car, I want to get a big house. Satan, please, thank you. I'm serving the church, I'm okay, I'm deacon. And the mind is not renewed. I took my mind and immersed it in the world in the way that it can't accept the spiritual things. The Bible says that. The Bible says the secular man can't understand the spiritual things. Believe me, sometimes when I speak to people, I find they can't understand. Not because they are bad, but devil is controlling here. Capturing. Sometimes there are ties here. I remember the story of St. Paul with Felix, this ruler, when he used to come and speak to him to repent and have a new start. And don't say, not this time, yes, thank you. You are great, Paul. I love you, thank you. But not this time. And they kept on delaying. Because the mind is the hand of David. Don't allow your mind. Don't shut your mind. Don't say, this conference is not for me. Sorry, I'm here. I was not expecting to speak about these things. I'm not called by the Lord whatsoever. Please let your open. Let the Spirit renew my mind. I need to change, Lord, my mind. I need to react. You want something from my life. I'm telling you, God calls not because you are great or good to make you great and good. Don't relate. This is very wrong to relate the call of the Lord about with how you are now and say, if I'm not good, if I'm not victorious, how can I speak to others about Christ? This is unlogical. Don't do that. Because God, when He comes to life, He changes the life completely. Radically change. He will make you a new creation. God, when He will use you, He will make you great. So great that you can serve Him. That you can witness. That you can touch the life of people, change the life of people. Believe me, I give you a true story. Happened to me, I couldn't believe. One day, the Lord sent us one of the boys from North America. And actually it came from one of my friends. I didn't know the story. The story is that this friend has another friend who's a rich man and he has a spoiled boy. So what is the boy in the world? But then the other man was complaining to my friend always that his boy is lost completely. Well, what I can do? The boy is failing and he left the school, sleeping at home and taking drugs, and the foolish boy. So my friend was with good heart and look, send him to Africa. I don't know why. I want to kill him. And why not send him to Africa? And yeah, to think, he can change. Hello, yes, great. Send him to Africa. I was foolish. There's a great boy waiting you. But then I asked Abuna Zahari, I told him, Abuna, this boy is coming to me. Let Abuna talk. Silent. Never answer. And I was shocked. If he had wrong, yeah. Abuna, his servant. His servant. I felt something wrong. Abuna, will I bring him? It's not bad thing. I take him. Then he went to Africa. That time I was traveling in Africa away from this place where the boy went. And I came back to find fire happening in this place. The other missionary said, was in Palestine. The boy, that's the worst boy in the world. He's coming and bringing his drugs with him and rap music. And last Sunday they gave him a lesson in an area and he spoke about one of the like the heroes of rap music as one of the saints. And the preaching was, believe me, the preaching was about this hero who is the head of the rap music. The homosexual, the worst singer in North America, who took the lesson about this great hero. Smoking all the time in the monastery, this is bad. People see him serving in the morning and smoking after a while. And it's foolish. I was about to kill my friend, but I couldn't reach him. You know, I was there. But then I came back. But then, Habib Zayak, how are you? How is everything? I'm okay, Sayyidina, I'm happy here. So, Habibi, we are very happy, blessed by your presence. But can you go back home? And he went. I tell him, Habibi, thank you, yani. I think you got a good chance here, but can you go back home? And no, Sayyidina, please, I don't want to go back home. To laugh with you. Yeah, we love you and you did a great job and like that, but can you go back home? Believe me, the boy started to cry. He was begging me, Sayyidina, please, I don't want to go back home. I couldn't keep him like that. I was between two things. The boy was so honest, he's crying. He's a big boy. And it seems from the words, it's like a gang, and the gang to cry and the big. Why should he stay in the monastery and life is hard? I couldn't believe. But I couldn't also keep him because what I heard was shocking me. But then to compromise to the boss, Habibi, I give you 1 week. I beg you, make it 2 weeks. All khalas, 2 weeks. But you will go home, promise. And I promise. I took his ticket to be sure, and I booked for him that after two weeks he go back home. Believe me, this true story I'm saying in front of the Lord. And the boy went back home. And the boy, his house couldn't believe, his parents couldn't believe the boy has been changed completely. His life has been changed completely. And the boy stopped drinking, stopped everything. And new life, and then went back to school. And started to study computer science. And he was so genius that one of the biggest company in Canada rated him as an IT person. And my friend was calling me last week only, Al-Walad, that's the most successful boy we have in our church now. This boy. The boy who was drug addict, was like lost completely. Dead person. If you speak about him. But when you go to the Lord and work with the Lord, find different. God is great. Don't say that I'm not called to that. Don't say it's so hard. Don't say I can't make it. Don't say not for me. Don't say they don't know me. Don't say this spiritual thing is away from me. Because this is like a cloud, darkness cloud. your mind. It is like a chain. And I want to speak today with a young group about chains. Part of the chain, devil hold you in a chain. But you can't discover that. He wants you to be here. He wants you to do what you are doing. Because he doesn't want you to be free. He doesn't want you to do great things. He doesn't want your life to be great. He wants your life to be like that. And to keep you in this position. And sorry to tell you that you listen to him. You are afraid to listen to the Lord. So pray that God can renew your mind. Say, Lord, I want the free obedience for you. I want to do your will, whatsoever the price. Second, Lord, today I promise to offer every part of my body, every part of my being for you. Because if an enemy inside me always is defeating me, always put me down, I don't want that. Whatsoever you did in the past, whatsoever you are saved from a bad habit or whatsoever, God can breed you today, that you can listen to the great call given to you. The third, God will give you to you today a new mind, spiritual mind, that you can be grateful to Him. Like what St. Paul said, I can't disobey this heavenly. This heavenly call. It is something for the King Jesus. It is something to make me great. Something to make me a blessing to others. Not only I'll be blessed. What should I say? No, I will be foolish to say no. Is that true or not? So, please, I pray today in the workshop, speak honestly about these 3 points. And also today, if you have quiet time in the afternoon, listen to the voice of the Lord and please react positively. Lord, I want to do your will, whatsoever the price. I put it in my heart. Show me your will and I promise that I will obey it. Second, Lord, please come touch every part. There are areas in my life, in my body, in my mind, it's not clean. I feel bad, I feel shame about that. But you can clean me today. Thirdly, give me a new mind that I can understand. Give me courage to say yes. Give me great, like big life that I can obey and say, from now, I will say with St. Paul, I will follow you and I will never be disobedient to you. Can we do that? Let us stand up, can we close our eyes? Say this prayer for the Lord.